Year after year, one of the most consistent items on my Do Something list is to have fun with fashion. Exploring my personal style has added more joy to my everyday life and helped me feel more like myself on the regular. However, I have found that there are some brands I would love to explore more, but they are out of my typical price range. Or there's the it item that I would love to try out, but without the commitment of keeping it. Enter Armoire. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I just did my quiz and have selected a few dresses for the summer from Boden, one of my favorite brands that I can't typically afford. And I also got a double-breasted black blazer from a new-to-me designer, a classic item that I have been on the hunt for but too scared to commit to until I know it's the one. For you expecting mamas, for those who are working, or those who are style-obsessed, who want to switch out your wardrobe with quality pieces without the designer prices, check out this woman-owned company that has your style and your sustainability in mind. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/progress. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/progress to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you don't even know who you are anymore, my best advice for you is this. Do all the things. You are listening to episode 144, Doing All the Things with Miranda Anderson. Welcome to About Progress. I am your host, Monica Packer, and I am here to guide you toward living the life you want. Each week, you'll hear interviews and teachings on how to balance self-development with self-acceptance. Listen in and join our community that knows life is about progress, not perfection. Hello, friends. Welcome to our first interview of February. If you missed last week's episode, I introduced this month's theme, which is Be True to You. I break it down a lot in that episode, but the nutshell is that our focus this month is how to help you know who you truly are and to own it. Many, many of the women I connect with, whether it's with my coaching program or our private Facebook group or just on Instagram, so many women tell me that they have no idea who they are anymore, and that they don't even know where to start. Somewhere between marriage, school, work, motherhood, life, responsibilities have drowned out a sense of what's really within us, just wanting to be explored and expressed. I asked my guest today, Miranda Anderson from Live Free Creative, to be on the show because this woman has the opposite problem. She is drowning in ideas and passions and interests. She does all the things.
Right now I'm creating content for my blog, which is Live Free Creative Company, and I share design and DIY tips and also content surrounding intentional living and minimalism, practical minimalism. Mm-hmm. I also am a content creator for other brands. So that's sort of a freelance independent thing that I do. I have a shop that sells adventure apparel, like I mentioned, some t-shirts with some inspirational it says they say less stuff, more adventure. I also have a digital download art print shop that's Adventure Art Prints. They're art photography that I've taken over the last 15 years on my travels around the world. I have a YouTube channel where I share mostly renovation DIYs and how-tos. I have a podcast, Live Free Creative, that's a weekly podcast that's inspiration for a creative, intentional, and adventurous lifestyle. And let me see, did I touch it all there?
And the answer there is no, she didn't. She also teaches workshops on so many different things. I have to tell you to not get intimidated by all that Miranda shared there. She told me that she has been a doer from day one, so she has a natural tendency to have high energy, lots of passions. But I do know that this episode is still going to apply to you wherever you're at. Whether you are a stay-at-home mom, a work-at-home mom, a work-outside-of-the-house mom, not a mom, this is still going to inspire you to try new things to get to know yourself better. Miranda does all the things because she has gotten to an incredible place in her life where she does not allow the outcome of what she wants to try dictate if it's worth even starting. There's so much more I know you're going to take from this interview, but my biggest hope is that it pushes you to detach your worth from any outcome of what you'd like to try and just start doing things to get a better sense of what you even love and what's a part of you and important to you or even fun for you. And also, I hope that you get that there is a time and a season for doing so, which we totally get into. All right, well, let's back up a little bit. Who is Miranda anyway?
I live in Richmond, Virginia. I am a mom of three and a dog mom and a chicken mom. Lots of things. And I think that something that keeps me sane, especially recently, and we'll talk more about the idea of kind of doing all the things, but something that has really helped me in the last maybe year or two is understanding how all of the things that I do really fit together. Like all of them fall under the same umbrella. And that for me, that umbrella is inspiring people to live this creative, intentional lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so all of the different pieces of my business and the way that I live my life share that same message. You know, I feel like it all ties together because the messaging is really the same. And I'm just getting to people in all the different ways that I can think of.
I love that. Well, that's definitely what the heart is of our conversation today, is trying to figure out who you are by doing all the things. And I love that you're saying the things that you are doing, all these mediums are connected to who you are and what you hope to do in the world. So whether someone is trying to do a more public, career-driven thing, or maybe they're trying to find it just internally for themselves, this is the discussion for you. I wanted to know if this has always been a part of your personality. Have you just always been a go, go, go kind of gal and a Jane of all trades?
As long as I can remember, I have been a goer for sure. I was born running, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's just my natural energy level. And actually, I spend more of my time trying to put the reins on and like slow down enough to be able to smell the roses and enjoy the things that I'm doing. So it's fun to be an Energizer bunny sometimes, and also can be exhausting. And so I do spend some time trying to rein it in a little bit. I actually remember growing up, I'm one of six. I'm the middle child, and I have really wonderful parents, and they were just super supportive. And I felt like I always had the freedom to try new things. And I never really got the message back that if I wasn't good at something or if I wanted to change the things that I was doing, that was wrong. So I always sort of felt like I was encouraged, and maybe even more than encouraged, just sort of left alone to experiment. So I would just sort of try things. And growing up, in some ways, actually, I remember getting to junior high and feeling like it had kind of been a detriment that as a child, I had done taekwondo, I took golf lessons, I played on the tennis team at the local sports center, I had done swim team, I had done gymnastics class, I had done just sort of tried all of the, every time I expressed an interest, my parents would, you know, put me in a class and I'd get to try it out. And then I would change my mind and want to do something else. And when I got to junior high and I started meeting friends who had decided, you know, at three years old, they wanted to be a ballerina. And so they had spent the last 9 years doing ballet while I had been doing 17 different sports and activities. It felt like that had been a detriment. I felt like, oh my gosh, I didn't choose my one thing when I was little, and now everyone else is really good at something, and I'm sort of okay at lots of things, but I'm not really good at anything. Yeah. And I sort of carried that idea with me for a very long time. It didn't necessarily make me sad, but I felt like I was at a disadvantage, that I would never be really good at one thing because I really like doing lots of things. And it hasn't been until really the last, like, 5 or 10 years as an adult and having my own kids and understanding my life as very separate and independent from all of the other lives that I see and that I interact with, that I've understood that that has been a huge advantage for me and my personality, that was right for me and that was good.
Are you a Jane of all trades and master of none like me? I totally felt this way for a long time about myself too. And I tended to label this as a bad thing too. I lived more in regret for not sticking with something for the long haul. But hearing how she reframed this was super liberating for me. And I think that's what we can all do for ourselves, is do away with this pressure to choose the one thing. So much of what I have heard about and studied regarding business alone is that you need to find your niche, right? Like, you find your one thing and you stick with it.
For sure.
What I love about what you're saying here is throw that out the window. If you want to find what you're good at, throw it all out the window and dare to try a lot of things and maybe not be really awesome at it right away. That takes a lot of bravery, I think, but also just a sense of security in who you are, and that the outcome of those things you are trying don't necessarily reflect on your worth and what you're doing in your life and who you are.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier to feel that as a kid because you're not expected to be good at anything, really. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone knows that you're learning. So there's like this phase of our life that we're given the opportunity to try whatever we want and not be good at it yet because we're just learning. And then for some reason, a switch flips at some age or stage. All of the things that we want to do, we should already know how to do. And that's silly to imagine that just because we're a certain age or a certain level of schooling or a certain stage of life that we should all of a sudden be good at all of the things, because that's just not the way that it works. And I think that it's really important to step back when you want to try something out and allow yourself that space, like the space between being a beginner and being good at it, and have that space not feel like failure or fear. But have that be, that's where the possibility is. Like, that space of being a beginner is so refreshing because there's nothing expected. Like, you can be terrible. And how amazing is that, to not have to expect any results from yourself, to just allow yourself to play and experiment and try it out without thinking that it has to turn out a certain way.
I absolutely love how you're reframing that. Because I think a lot of people find that beginner phase really intimidating and stressful and anxiety ridden. And just flipping how you're thinking about it and viewing it as something that is full of possibilities and excitement, that makes it all different. I mean, that makes me want to go and try a lot of new things tonight, even instead of just waiting for tomorrow. How else have you been able to do that, navigate that messy beginner stage while giving yourself a lot of grace?
I think that the more things that I've tried, the more I've been able to sort of hone in on what I don't like. Mm-hmm. And somehow, like, that is really helpful because then I'm able to sort of check things off the list as like, okay, I know that I didn't really love that, or I don't like spending time that way. And then it sort of, I think of it maybe as like a Pinterest board that you go on Pinterest and you, as you're just scrolling through things and you automatically discount some things or you don't think about them. And then that helps you notice the things that you do start to pin. And you have to, like, if you just pin one thing, you don't know a whole lot about your style or about, you know, what recipes you like or anything. But if you pin 50 things and then you look at that board, you can see a pattern. You start to understand what you're drawn to, what similarities there are in the types of things that you seem to like. And the only way that you're able to recognize those patterns is through experience, is through trying a bunch of things and being able to look back and say, okay, you know, all of the things that I like have some similar veins. What are those principles or what are those characteristics of the things that I love? And now that I know that, I can seek more of those types of things out.
That is such a liberating way to look at how to explore what you love, especially when you don't attach it to you needing to be a success right away. Well, let's talk about another thing that holds us back from doing all the things in order to hone into our interests. And it's this belief that we have only one definable purpose that will last our entire lives that we have to discover right now. If someone is thinking about themselves and trying to imagine where to even begin in this process, I'm thinking about maybe a listener or two that thinks there is nothing I can even recall that I'm interested in anymore. Like I am that lost in the responsibilities of my life. Where can they start?
So I, first of all, I hope that no one is really feeling like the absolute, that they can't think of a single thing that they are interested in, even if it's like tacos or like, you know, I mean, there's gotta be something, right?
Broaden it or simplify it. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be, it's so easy to get lost in sort of the existential crisis of like, what is my purpose here on the earth?
Definitely.
What is my pathway and how, you know, am I doing it the right way? Am I failing myself? And we have to bring it back to today. We have to bring it back to right now because the only moment that we get to live is the one that we are in right this second. This is the only thing that's real. All of the things that you project onto the future are not real. They haven't happened yet. And all of the things that you have experienced before this moment are in the past now. So rather than trying to discover our overarching purpose of our humanity, when you're trying to figure out something that you might be interested in doing, or if you start with that question, like what is my purpose? I want you to bring it back down to this moment you kind of like right now. Maybe it's tacos. Maybe it's doing crossword puzzles. Maybe it's coloring in your kid's coloring book. Maybe you passed a store at the mall that had really cool jewelry and you thought, I wonder if I could make something like that at home. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be something you've ever thought of before or ever done before. All that it requires to get started is a little bit of curiosity and the permission to just try. Wow. And it's a lot easier to try with something that you do know. I have an episode about this, about how to get stuff done.
Yes.
And I start with this idea of like, you might not know all of the things that you want to do with your life, but I am guessing that you can think of one single thing that you know you want to do. Maybe it's clean out the hall closet. Maybe it's organize your underwear drawer. Maybe it's write a handwritten note to your neighbor. Maybe it's do that cookie recipe that your friend gave you 3 months ago that's been sitting in your planner and you haven't pulled out yet. There's got to be something. What's the first thing that comes to mind? It doesn't have to be the last. It won't be, hopefully, the last thing you ever do. It's just something. It's just something to start with. And I think that that one thing, just trying one thing, will help you build momentum and build sort of some encouragement, A, that you don't have to be good at it and it doesn't matter if whatever you do sort of sucks and you can just throw it away and move on, and B, that you've crossed that one off. And so then you can try something different.
You know, I often speak about how women must do habits differently. And one of the biggest reasons why is simply biology. In other words, hormones. Our hormones are a real factor to how we feel physically, mentally, and emotionally, and they constantly change day to day and year to year as we age. My friends warned me that the hormone roller coaster gets harder as we get older, and they were right. From worse PMS to more aggravating period symptoms to all the things that come with perimenopause and menopause. If you're wanting help with that hormone roller coaster, I want you to check out today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth, and their supplement, Hormone Harmony, a bottle of which is sold every 24 seconds with over 17,000 reviews. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible perimenopause and menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, and so much more. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of those things. If you want to feel more like yourself, make sure you go to Happy Mammoth and find Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PROGRESS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PROGRESS for 15% off today.
Wow. Okay. This is so relevant to what I've been talking about and actually teaching on my own workshops. We have this whole thing called Do Something. It's a series I have on my podcast where it's do something that scares you and watch the trickle down effect in your life. So let's do a little kind of surprise exercise for us. And I'll give you an example of what I'm going to ask you first. So the question is, look back and think about what was that one simple thing that you did years ago that led you to where you are now. And while you're thinking about that, Miranda, I'm going to give you an example. So the reason I am doing this podcast is because I created a goal to try 30 new recipes. Like, I had a whole list of just things I wanted to try again. Mm-hmm. Just try and experiment and be creative and all about just for fun in my life. And one of those things on the list was to create 30 new recipes. And that dumb little thing on my list honestly led to this podcast and to so much more that I'm now doing with it. And it's really crazy for me to think about that. So I like to kind of try that out with you. Can you pinpoint
try to
one
trace
or two?
It back.
Yeah. What is one or two things you can, or what are one, two or two things you can think about? Maybe years ago or even in college, that might be your one small thing that could have led you to where you are now.
Yeah, gosh, I could probably tell you 10 small things that have all taken different paths and led it all. One thing that came to mind, I remember one day being at home and thinking, well, I don't have the money, but my mom has a sewing room full of fabric and a sewing machine and a dress form. And like, my mom had this sewing room that was just so well stocked. Mm-hmm. And I thought, maybe I can just try to make something for myself. And I had no idea what I was doing, but shade shirts. Do you remember those?
Yes.
So shade shirts.
I still have a few in my closet.
Yeah, right. So the sleeve, you know, they were just kind of like basically just tight little t-shirts, just like basic, super basic t-shirts that were fitted. And I had no idea what I was doing. Like zero idea. But the reason that that didn't matter was that I had no investment either because it was like all my mom's stuff.
Yes.
She was like, sure, do whatever. So I wasn't spending any money on fabric. I wasn't worried about it at all. So I just went in, found some stretchy fabric that seemed sort of similar to like what a shade shirt might have been. I didn't know zero about fabric at this point. And I decided to this is like the beginner of the beginner. I just like laid the fabric down on the floor, laid my shirt on top of it, cut around it. This is like Cinderella when she like grabbed the curtains or whoever, you know, grab the curtains and you can see the cut out of the dress on the curtains that are still hanging. Yeah. That's the way that I did it. And then a shade shirt only required 4 seams. So shoulder seams and side seams and the stretchy fabric, knit fabrics, I learned later. And I mean, at the time I didn't know, but they don't need to be finished because the edges won't fray. And so I didn't even finish the edges. So I just did like zip, 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 zip down the shirt, pulled it on, and it was a major failure because I didn't realize that the fabric that I had chosen only stretched one direction.
Oh, so no.
I didn't know that I needed to lay my pattern the other way. And so when I tried to put it on, it stretched like it could have stretched from my head to my toes longwise, but it wasn't stretchy wide. And so I like it fit around my belly, but not around my chest, which I'm not even well endowed. But I mean, it was a little bigger than my belly. And so I ended up just cutting a hole out. Like it looked like a, I'm trying to think like those French outfits where they have they're tied, what is that called, a corset.
Oh, so yes.
I ended up cutting out around the chest, putting a panel of fabric and stretching the opposite direction so it actually stretched the right way, and then I wore it that night.
There you go.
Night out on the town, and I got more compliments. This is bizarro, but I got so many compliments on that shirt because it was different, you know. Yes. It was just like unexpected. And that single thing, just thinking, gosh, maybe I could make something with all of these piles of fabric in my mom's house, and just going for it, having zero idea what I was doing, totally failing and ruining it, and then just making it work, led me to have the confidence to then, I made a bunch of shirts like that with the stretch going the correct direction, of course, to sell at the farmer's market. And then that, a couple years later, turned into a line that I sold on Etsy. To all of the things that have come, you know, the different shifts and changes and pivots, a lot of them stem from that waking up and thinking, gosh, I don't have anything to wear. Maybe I could make some of this fabric turn into a shirt, and just doing it.
I love that story, especially that you had nothing to lose. And I just think if we could look at everything we're trying as that, we don't have anything to really lose, unless it's something important, like, I don't know, something that involves someone in your family and their safety. But even within like parenthood, there's so much we can experiment with and just try out and see if it works. And if it doesn't, try something new. Let's take a quick break here. And speaking of trying something new, I have been helping new podcasters get launched. I love to consult beginning podcasters. So whether you have been thinking about it for a long time and know what you want, but need all the nitty-gritty help of software, tech, and recording and how-to, I can help you there. And if you even need to start further back in the process and narrow down what you want to talk about and how to do it, I am there for you. You can inquire about my podcast consultations through emailing me at packerprogress@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. I hope this episode is inspiring you to add to your do something bucket list for 2019, which we have all been doing together. And you can listen to the first episode of the year to find out more about what that is. But we do have to say here that there are times and seasons where we're able to invest more time in our self-development by doing things and trying things. And there are times where other priorities in our lives have to step up and take our time. And that's okay. I also know, I feel like a stalker now, but I know that you also took a few years off. So I think it's important to kind of talk about that too. Sometimes doing all the things is exactly what you need to be doing. And sometimes it's reining that in and focusing. I know being intentional is another one of your focuses for you, but focusing on what really matters in your life in this moment. So how were you able to make that distinction when you needed to and pull back for a certain season for you as well?
Yeah. So that was such an interesting experience because I was just getting some momentum in blogging. I really enjoyed it. I loved the community. It was gaining some sort of legitimacy on the internet as like it could be an actual job and that sort of thing. Wow. And I went to Alt Summit in 2013 after saving up for a year for the ticket. We were in school. The ticket was expensive and I saved up my allowance, basically like my little weekly allotted budget for a year so I could pay for the ticket. And my plan was like, I'm going to come away from this conference being the best blogger and like being able to be super focused and all of this stuff, have all these sponsors and kind of start turning my blog into a business. And one of the things that I I went to two really important talks. One of them was about telling your own story. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting in that class and having the instructor have us do this exercise where we closed our eyes and remembered, just thought about the most recent time that we could think of that we were blissfully happy. And just closing our eyes and imagining what we were doing, what were the circumstances, who were we with, what were, you know, what was that moment that made us blissfully happy? And then she invited us to explore creating more of that situation in our regular lives. Were we doing that regularly? Was it part of our, if it brings us that much joy, is it something that we were doing often? Were we allowing ourselves that time? And I realized that no, I wasn't. My thing that came to mind was doing a picnic with my family that we had done pretty recently, but that wasn't something that we were doing often. And it's something, you know, it kind of had felt like an indulgence. And I was like, no, why aren't we doing that more? And then the other one was a talk where the guy spoke about happiness. And one of the things that just light bulb moment for me was that he said, this is Stefan Sagmeister, who's an incredible designer. Mm. He said, I do more of what makes me happy and less of what I don't like. And like, this doesn't sound like it's that profound, right? Like, do more of what you like and less of the things that you don't like. And I realized maybe for the first time how much in control of my own life I was, that I could choose to do the things that I wanted to and not do things that I thought I quote unquote should do. And it just sort of handed me back this control. And I left realizing that what I really wanted right then was to stop blogging and to stop working and to have another baby and like just kind of pull back on all of the things that I was doing. But I was like, this is what I really want. And I was willing to give up all of anything I needed to because that's what I really wanted. And I had sort of understood that I got to choose that. That I could, even though I had just spent all of my savings to go to this conference to become a better blogger, it was okay for me to, what I did was stop blogging. In that year that I stopped, I stopped my sewing business. We moved across the country. I had another baby. We built a house. And, all you know, it was like,
that's a lot.
As I let go of mm-hmm. all of the things that I had been doing, life naturally gave me all of these other things that I could be doing, and I embraced them.
And how much harder would that have been if you were, like you said, practiced all growing up in tying your identity to this grander one definable purpose? So if you had said Miranda is a blogger, you know, or whatever it was at that time, that would have been a devastating transition. But for you, it was what you wanted and chose because you allowed yourself that permission to explore what your purpose is at any given moment, because that's the problem with it, right? A lot of times those purposes change. So I'm sure, like for me, I identified as a dancer. And when I stopped dancing at 18, I felt very lost for a long time because mm-hmm. that identity that I had been tied to for so many years was gone. So I feel like what you are teaching me is something I have only learned the last few years. And it's such a better way to live. It's just so much more beautiful and rich. And I've learned so much from it too. I'm so much happier not tying my identity to like the certain purpose and the outcome to it as well.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Because there's so many things that we can't control. Mm-hmm. And we have to come to a place, and it's not necessarily easy. It's a process and an ongoing process. I don't think you get to where you think, oh, I'm inherently worthy no matter what the circumstance.
Yeah.
And then you're like done.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice? But yeah, it's an ongoing process because the circumstances and situations of our lives change so constantly. But that's really what it comes down to, that it doesn't really matter what you think your overarching purpose for your life is, or if you even have one, because you are the purpose of your life. You are your life. Like, if without you, your life isn't there. And without, start to strip away everything, like if you weren't all of the things that you think I am, and then you're just this soul. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is there? And understanding that what you're left with is still as valuable as what you are with all of those things, that nothing that you do adds to or takes away from your value mm-hmm. and your worth. And in some ways that can be so freeing, because then it doesn't matter what you do and how often you think you fail, because you understand that you get to choose that. You get to experiment, you get to play. I like to think the purpose is the process, that our life, like if we want to jump ahead to being good at something and we miss the whole process of learning and discovering and being inspired and developing, we miss the whole purpose, because that is the purpose. And if you think of our lives that way, that when we get to the end, like I think in all the things, a lot of times we think, I just want to get to the end point. Like I want to get to where we're all moved in and the house is settled. I want to get to where my kids can, you know, button their own pants and put on their own shoes. I want to get to we jump ahead to these milestones without realizing that as soon as you hit a milestone, all you do is look ahead to the next one. Like that, there's always something else. And when you hit the end, you're done. Like that's the end of your life here on earth, you know? Yes. So why rush it? Like what are we in a hurry for? Especially if we enjoy the thing that we're doing right now. And that's such a key question to just ask yourself, do I love my life today? Do I love what I'm choosing to add to my life today? And if the answer is yes, then it doesn't matter if you have an overarching purpose, because today is your life. Today is what matters.
You want to know what it's like to be a person who is living for today and choosing how they are going to look at things and live the life they want? Well, Miranda did that for me, because I have to give you a little behind the scenes here. After I got off the interview with her, she had mentioned at the beginning of the episode that it had been a long day. And I was like, I'm so sorry, but we didn't get into it really. And when I went on Instagram after, I discovered that her house had flooded. And this is a massive flood. I mean, just go to her page and look at the highlights on Instagram about what the flood is, but it has now involved months of serious work. In fact, they are currently moved out of their home so that workers can be there for months and finish the job. If I were in her shoes, I would have honestly canceled the interview or delayed it, or, you know, I just wouldn't have had it in me, which is okay. But she still showed up here with the most incredible outlook and gave us all of this wisdom. So hearing what she had to say here was one thing, but seeing it practice was a whole other. And through all of this, I have enjoyed seeing how Miranda isn't constantly just bemoaning what she's going through. She is still filling her life with things that matter to her. And right now, that's writing a book. I love seeing her passion and interest in one thing at a time. And that's what I also hope you take from her, is just do one thing and conquer that. If that's learning to make a new recipe like it was for me, do that one thing first and let that become a trickle-down effect to discovering what other passions and interests you really have within you. I had to ask Miranda my final question, which was, what has she learned about herself? And I was interested in this because it's coming from someone who has invested a lot of time and effort in exploring their passions. So what does that look like when you're kind of in the middle of that and have given yourself license to do so? I would like to end with hearing, what have you learned about yourself? Like, who is Miranda? How have you been able to learn what you do like, and what does that look like for you?
So something that I've learned about myself is that I do not like lots of decisions. Mm-hmm. I would much rather, for as free-spirited as I feel like I am, mm-hmm. I really appreciate like knowing that I just have a few choices and picking the best one. I've also learned, I mean, I think I've known this, but it's been really driven home to me the last few years that I am not a perfectionist, and I am so happy that because I'm totally okay with things being mediocre. And like, sometimes that's just the way that it is. And I am much more happy and satisfied having things just be out there and be what they are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Miranda, this has been so, so fun for me. You are incredible. I just want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I've loved chatting with you, and I'm excited for this to be out.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode gave you the hug and kick in the pants you needed to grow and progress in your life. Want to take your learning to a whole new level? There are three ways. The first is to print off this month's free printable to help track your progress on the theme at hand. You can find that on my website, aboutprogress.com/free. The second way is to join our free and private Facebook group called Work in Progress. I've linked to that in the show notes. There you can receive community, inspiration, and accountability. And lastly, you can share your voice and your words on this show, literally. Our last episode of each month will feature members of this growth-driven community. Here you will share ways that you have worked on your own progress related to the theme. You can share tips that you would like other listeners to know, or even funny stories to help them feel better. Don't be shy. You do have something of value to offer this community. You can find out how to contribute your voice or your words by going to my website, aboutprogress.com, click on podcast, and then click on be on the show. I'll see you next time, and until then, remember, life is about progress, not perfection.
And the other thing that I just recently learned this last month, I gave up all drinks except for water. Mm-hmm. And that was particularly to target my Diet Coke addiction. I had tried to give up Diet Coke, like, I don't know how many times over the last couple of years. And then I would just come back to like, but I really like it. And like when I failed giving it up, I would think like, oh, but it's okay, 'cause it's like fun and I like it. And what I realized about myself this last time was that I was able to give it up, not by deciding to not drink it, but by deciding to drink water. So the positive habit reframing was so important that I went the whole month and only drank water for the whole month. And it was like not even very hard. It just felt like, oh, this is what I do. I'm a water drinker now. And that was so much easier for me than deciding what I don't do. So anyway, that's maybe random. But I'm sitting here drinking my water out of my cactus mug, feeling quite proud of myself.
Well, I'm proud of you too. And you know what? I just think that's a huge light bulb moment for me in so many ways. Like, I'm trying to wake up early, and the big thing for that is actually getting to bed. And I've been struggling with that major. So that's just helping me simplify it and replace it. Make maybe instead of waking up early, I'm actually going to read a book at 10 or something like that instead. I love that idea.
Yeah, choose what you're going to do. Yeah, absolutely.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.